gentlemen, good news. I posted a piece on Twitter about my student Bill of Rights, and a visitor left an all caps response, open quote. This is absolutely crucial and brilliant. This should be discussed on the nightly news and in social free spaces. Critical, exclamation point, close quote. Wow, I'm very grateful for so much enthusiasm. Passion, we need more passion. A few thousand people like this in the U.S. and we'll be saved. But now most of the society sits quietly by while the schools are dumbed down. Please read this Bill of Rights. It's just a fast, clever, five-minute way of saying what children are entitled to. Mainly all the things that 100 years ago were automatic, but are now rarities. Reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, history, science, grammar, literature. The good stuff. Children need it. The far-left educators don't want children to have it. That's why you have to fight these people. At least don't be tricked by their relentless nonsense. And why do our top educators hate the good stuff? Simple. They're socialist of some kind. They want the country to be weaker. For every bad idea our professors come up with, they devise a saturation bombing campaign of lies and propaganda. For example, according to these so-called progressives, English is not a phonetic language, and the words cannot be decoded according to phonics rules, and students will never learn to read phonics because it doesn't make sense. All of that is straight out lying. Personal note, I enjoy figuring out this stuff and explaining it to the public. Very satisfying. But normally people just listen and then wander off. That's why it's nice to have somebody leave a gung-ho comment and maybe stir up some other people. That's what we need. And let me give you a few paragraphs of my Bill of Rights, open quote. One, the right to learn to read. All progress in education depends on literacy. It is imperative that children learn the alphabet and the sounds early, and that they are reading in the first grade. Children have a right to be reading age-appropriate books by the second or third grade. Two, the right to master basic arithmetic. As fads have undermined effective teaching for many decades, millions of children never learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. These are such basic skills. Easy enough to teach, easy to test. If administrators can't ensure that all children can do these essential things, find other administrators. End quote. Please read this whole thing. It's very short. Now, let me just mention that here that the big motif this year is that the education establishment is pretending to love the science of reading, even as they add in little bits of poison to make sure it doesn't work. You can find dozens and dozens of videos on YouTube now about such things as, open quote, orthographic mapping, close quote. I've also heard for the first time in my life the phrase, open quote, six kinds of syllables, close quote. No kid needs to hear this stuff. The gimmick used over and over is to introduce pseudo-scholarship at an early point in the student's reading life to make sure they hate learning to read. Finally, there is another salient in my work which I call Support Education Reform. This describes what my broader campaign is and how you might be able to help. Please check it out. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. Two, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. Three, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education. But the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks.
The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.